Hi everyone, I'm Richard Wu at Azure Marketing and will be moderating today. I'm excited to introduce Evgeny Bobov, Principal Program Manager, today to discuss Azure API Management. Feel free to submit questions during the presentation and we'll answer as many as we can during our Q&A session at the end of the webinar. And with that, I'll hand it over to Evgeny.
Hello everybody, my name is Evgeny Popov and I'm Principal Program Manager on Azure API Management team. Thank you for joining me today for this session. Today, I'll give you a quick overview of API Management platform in case if you're not familiar with our new offering. I'll give you a demo that is targeted to a specific scenario, one of the scenarios that I picked as a kind of enterprise scenario. And it's going to be live demo. At the end, there will be Q&A. So just to start, I wanna share some news. If you have not heard, our product went live 2 weeks ago, so we are in general availability, and you can enjoy our API management service with new features like auth support, mutual certificate, and API management, our management API, and more. So let me start with a quick overview of our service. So basically, API management allows companies to expose their web services, and web services can be hosted anywhere. So it could be, you know, public cloud, private cloud, on-premises, it doesn't matter. So what matters is there should be HTTP-based web service. And API management solution comes with three components. It's a publisher portal, where API providers will have an ability to configure their APIs, security, policies, package APIs into products, and et cetera. It's a developer portal that comes with a lot of tools and instruments for your developers, internal or external developers, where they can explore your APIs, they can learn about APIs, they can play with APIs, and they can start building applications. This portal is fully customizable. You can brand it and customize to reflect your company's brand. You can customize domain name, CNAME for your portal and APIs. And the third component is proxy, it's or API gateway, where all the magic happens, where we allow you to configure transformations like XML to JSON, JSON to XML, where we check keys, API keys, and apply different other policies that comes with our product. And of course, we collect analytics that you can explore on the publisher portal. So that kind of high-level overview of the offer, Azure API Management Service. We see many different scenarios within the companies around APIs, where API management is the kind of foundation and core component of the architecture. Some companies, they expose APIs to monetize. Basically, it's they sell their digital assets. Some companies, they transform their business into platform to be able to license their core business and build ecosystem around the product. So, for instance, we have one of our recent customers, Speak to It. It's a startup. They started with an assistant mobile application, and now they are exposing API to allow other businesses to leverage their core competency to build their own applications. Some companies, they expose API to create additional distribution channels. So a good example, Washington Post, ESPN. So their goal is to drive traffic back to their properties, and it's all about content syndication to mobile devices, social applications, or websites. And the last, but most interesting for enterprises scenario is driving internal agility. So this is all about exposing APIs to power employee applications for your employees. And the core concerns or requirements, so that one size doesn't fit all, but I try to put some of the most common concerns that comes around APIs for employees or exposing APIs that powers employee application. And it's security scalability. You want to make sure that your APIs that expose some internal system, HR or payroll or some other, is secure and scalable, so you can your employees can enjoy those apps. It's you probably need corporate ability to authenticate using corporate identity, because most of your internal system, in most cases, are secured by Active Directory, for instance. And you want to have a secure connection to on-premises system to basically export those system to mobile applications, and this should be like really kind of really secure channel between cloud and on-premise, and the last is governance. So you want to make sure that you, as IT organization, you have a control over APIs that are exposed to your employees or and mobile applications that employees are using, and you manage life cycle of APIs and etc. This scenario that I will be demoing today, it's going to be not a fully completed API, but it will give you kind of really good sense of what Azure services you can leverage to enable this simple but very common scenario. In order to fulfill my requirements that I just listed, I will need not only API management, I will need other services that Azure provides. And the architecture that I'm planning to present you today will look like this slide. So basically, you have different systems that are hosted on-premise. It could be databases, HR system, PeopleSoft or whatever, payroll system, maybe some old mainframe system. And you may have Office 365 or Salesforce. So that kind of the systems that you wanna somehow expose to your employees through mobile applications or tablets. And in order to compose different different system into API that will power those application, we suggest to have this API business layer. So basically, that's where you will be able to, you know, aggregate different APIs. You can transform security from Active Directory to probably to basic, and maybe in some cases it's going to be auth in mapping. So that's a lot of composition on a system and security level. Probably you'll be able, you want to use push notifications to drive, engage your employees and give them some alerts based on whatever business conditions. So that kind of API layer that will be hosted in the Azure cloud. And in order to secure communication between cloud, Azure public cloud, and your on-premise system, there are many options that are available on Azure. You can use VPN, you can use hybrid connection. It's a new offer on Azure. You can use ExpressRoute and or Service Bus. So there are a lot of options that you can choose from to make this really secure connection between cloud API layer and your on-premises systems. And on top of it, we'll put API management to add governance, to add ability to apply kind of API security and package your APIs into different offers to be able to kind of stage them. So I'll show you what I mean on that part. And consumers, so you'll have developers, your internal developers, and you can add applications, mobile applications on top of API management to build apps and make sure that those apps work properly. You support, you know, different versions of APIs and etc. So that's kind of API management layer on top of it. The demo that I'll show you, it's going to be live demo. It will include a lot of Visual Studio and configuration, so be ready. And what I am going to do in the next 30-40 minutes is I'll create new API that will be that will accept Active Directory, Azure Active Directory authentication. I'll deploy this API to Azure. I publish API on API management. I will configure security and different products on API management. And we'll visit developer portal, live developer portal, where I will be able to make a real live API call. Then I'll create, I will update and I will create new version of API. I'll publish it as a new version and I'll show you that we have a life cycle for versions. And we'll configure policies and I'll show you how it's easy to customize and brand your portal. So now I'm going to switch to Visual Studio and I'll start my demo. Richard, please let me know if my screen is live and
you can see your screen.
Okay, so I have my Visual Studio open, so to save some time. So let me add new project. So I will add ASP.NET project. I'll call it demo API. It's going to be web API. I will enable Active Azure Active Directory authentication. Okay. I have my project. I will need one NuGet package to enable Waddle generation. So let me install this package. Okay, ready. Let me see if I can build my app. So to show you, so I'm not gonna create additional controller, but to show you that I really have Azure Active Directory authentication, I'll change this method and I will return list of claims from my token. That's going to be name and value. One second. Yeah, that's. Okay. Now, so I have my very simple API with the different operations, but we will focus on this operation that returns claims from authorization token, authentication token. So let me publish this API. So I'm gonna publish it on the Azure website. So there are different options. You can publish it on Azure mobile services. So I'll use Azure website. It's very very convenient way to publish your API. So you can kind of easily configure continuous integration and publish APIs from TFS or other source control systems, and you can debug APIs remotely. So it's a very nice way to publish, to host APIs or websites. So I have two slots for this demo. So I will use this demo slot first time to publish my first version of my API. Let's make sure that I clean. Yep. So it will take a few seconds to deploy my new API to the cloud. Let's see if it works. Yeah. Let's see if I have list of my operations. So now let's publish it on API management. Basically, what we've done so far, I created new API, I a little bit customized it. So now I'm planning to use, and I deployed it to Azure. So it's now it's functional, it's available in the cloud. So now I will configure my API on the API management platform. So what you see is dashboard, it's API management tenant that I created before the demo. As you can see, I don't have any products, I don't have any API, so it's empty. The only thing that I already configured to save some time is Azure Active Directory authorization server. So that's my Azure Active Directory. And so because there are a lot of URLs and tokens, so I don't wanna do it live. So that's other than that, this completely empty brand new API management tenant. So let's import my newly deployed API. So I'm really lazy, as most of the developers, so I don't want to populate API metadata manually, so I'm going to use this Waddle nugget that I just installed to import my API. Let's call it demo version 1. Okay, it takes a few seconds, so I have my API. Let's call it demo version 1. So as you can see, there are different options how you can connect to my API. So currently, so we support direct connection, but hybrid VPN and ExpressRoute are coming soon. So I will not use them yet. So let me save it. So I have a new title. As you can see, I have all my operations here. Yeah. So this is the one that I just modified. And what you can see, I have operation signature. There's no parameters. I have sample responses in different representations, XML, JSON. So it's all auto-populated from the Waddle that I just generated. So what I want to do, I want to leave this page. What I want to do, I want to enable my authentication for this API. So I will use this Azure Active Directory. So I'll save it. Okay, so one step is done. I have API imported with the configured security. So in order to consume this API from API Manager platform, I need at least one product. So let's start with creating product. So I'll call it production. So it's my production APIs. I don't need approval for my production APIs. But if you want, you can enable a small workflow that will allow you to control who can subscribe to your API. So basically, if you have this workflow enabled, when developers will try to subscribe to this specific product or package of APIs, you will receive notification and you will be able to approve or reject. So I don't want to do it for this demo. So let me add my version 1 of API into this product. So what else I want to change here? Probably I want to change visibility, access control for this product. I want to make sure that this is a production, so I can enable this API. This API and this product to everybody, developers, guests, partners, API product team. So everyone is welcome to use my production API. So we are almost there. Let me now publish this product. So it's published. Let's see if we can make a call. So that's developer portal. So I just switched from administrative interface to developer portal. That's what you will get by default when you create new API management service on Azure. So that's your portal with nice theme that you can customize. I'll show you later how you can do it. And what you can find here, you can find here APIs, products, applications, issues. So those modules are coming by default with API management products. So let's go to this API. So that's all my operations. I have a description. I have I can copy paste sample client code, and as you notice, this API I just created a few minutes ago. So now it's live on a developer portal, and I have samples. Everything is auto generated. So there's nobody else in this room who is typing and as I speak and dealing with the HTML. So it's auto-generated live documentation. So I have samples so developers can, understand what to expect. And let's go to Interactive Console. So Interactive Console allows you to make a real API call without writing any lines of code. So that's my, I need to use authorization code. That's because I have previously logged in into my Azure Active Directory, so that's why you have not seen me type in password and username, but that's my token. So I just got my token that I will be using to send to my API. Let's see if we can get successful. Yeah, I got 200 response. That's my list of my claims that I just printed out for you to prove that I'm not cheating here. It's a real API call with real authentication. So what you can also find here is because I have the special header in the request, I have a special header in the response that gives me access to trace log, and I can go and I can see step-by-step execution of my API call. So that it helps me to look for issues. If I have any issues with API published on API management, kind of making a call, so I can always go and check what is going on. So what we have here, we have first version of API created, published, configured on API management with actually ready to go developer portal with live documentation and interactive experience. And as a developer, I can look at my profile. So that's so basically, that's all my subscriptions. So because I'm administrator, I got all those subscriptions by default. So I skipped the step subscribing to an API, and we can check analytics so probably in a few minutes I will see my API call that I just made a few minutes ago. So we have close to real-time analytics for developers. So we'll get back to analytics. I'll show you that it's close to real-time. So I have detailed slice and dice analytics. So I can see as a developer, the API developer, I can see how many API calls I made on this product, on that product, using this API, using this operation. I can see average response time. So nice set of reports for developers. Let me show you the security part of it. Let me start my private browser. And I will go to the same developer portal. So I'm anonymous user, so I'm not administrator now. And because I decided that my version 1 of API is publicly available, I can see it right here. So even as an anonymous user. But when I try to make a call, I will get access denied, saying that invalid subscription key, because I have not subscribed to this API yet. So just want to show you that we have additional layer of security that you can manage on API management layer. Let's now go back to my Visual Studio, and let's make some modification to this API. So let me add additional controller. It's going to be this empty controller. Let's call it demo controller. Okay, I'm not going to spend my time changing anything here. So just say new controller. You'll see additional operations on API. Let's build it and let's publish it. This time, I want to publish it into my staging slot. Because I'm constantly changing my API, and this previous version of API in production, I have customers using it, so I don't want to create any issue for them. So let me publish it. Again, it will take a few seconds. And again, that's another reason why I like using websites as a hosting service for my APIs. I can literally change and deploy to the cloud in seconds. So it's almost like using your local web server. So I have new API deployed into a staging slot. And surprisingly, I have additional API. It's my demo API. It's almost same, at least looks same operations, but it's, it's resource demo. Okay, so I have it deployed. Let's go back to my API management platform. And so this is new API. So I want to make sure that we test it before we release it to my customers or my partners, or in this case, my internal developers. So I'm gonna do same, but this time we call it V2. Okay, it's here. Let's call it demo V2. Save it. Let's configure security. Yeah, that's what I need. So now, to be able to sort of distinguish from and manage access control to API and make it available only to API product team, not to guests, developers, and partners, I need to create additional product. Let's call it staging. So that's where all my staging APIs are. So let's save it. And so in that case, administrator and only API product team, basically it's internal developers or team that is developing API will have access to. And you can manage groups, so you can create your own groups. So I just have a few groups created here. And let's make this new API part of this product, staging product, and let's publish it. Okay. So now, if I go back to, let's see, yeah. So now I have this one API call that I just made. You can see it on analytics. Yeah, I'm not liar. So let's go back to list of APIs. Because I'm administrator, I can see both versions. But let's see if my anonymous user. Yeah, this is anonymous user. Can see my only version one, because version two is not available to anonymous user, at least not yet. But if I sign in as a tester user, that is part he or she is part of the API product team. So I just logged in as a tester. And yeah, I can see both versions because I'm part of the this team, so I can see all these additional operations. So, and as you can guess, if I go to interactive console and I will pick my API, this new version of API, I can test it. Yeah, it works too. So everything is fine. Looks like we tested version 2 of API, and it works fine, no problem. So now we can make it available to everybody as a as additional version of my previous API. So to make it happen, I just need to go to this production product and add version 2 of my API. So now, as you can guess, where is my it's here? Let me sign out. Anonymous user can see both versions, and it's up to you how you wanna transition from version one from version two. Do you wanna keep two version alive and let that's probably what you at least two version alive and let your developers to switch from one version to another version, and you can always look at the analytics as an API provider to understand if there are still some users who are using your previous version API. So you can see if there are any calls and you can understand who is using another report, this activity report. You can identify the name of the person who is using your version one of API. Okay, and you can reach out to them and let them ask them to switch to version two. So this is almost you almost gone through whole demo. So what? Let's summarize what we've just done. And basically, in 20 minutes, we publish two versions of API. We created them. We published them on API management platform. We published them in the cloud. We configured documentation and products. We configured security access control to our APIs. So what probably is left is maybe policies. Maybe we should apply some throttling policy to our production product to make sure that nobody is abusing it. So let's go to our policy editor and let's apply this limit call rate. So what I want to do, I don't want someone to make more than 5 API calls in 20 seconds. So it's sort of not too generous, but I'm the owner, so I can do whatever I want to do. I have an option to apply this rate policy only to specific API or specific operation, but I don't want to do it. I will just apply it to the whole product, production product. So let's save it. And if you notice, we have a lot of different policies that you can use. So for instance, you can enable JSON to XML conversion. You can enable authentication. Here's our mutual certificate authentication and basic authentication. You can enable cross-domain calls and configure cores and even JSON piece. So, and rewrite URLs, set headers, set parameters. So a lot of mediation and kind of facading that you can do on API management layer. So, okay, so we just configure this policy, rate limit policy, and let's go back to our production API. That's where I applied this policy, and let's see if we will get.
Hi everyone, I'm Richard Wu at Azure Marketing and we'll be moderating today. I'm excited to introduce Evgeny Popov, Principal Program Manager, today to discuss Azure API Management. Feel free to submit questions during the presentation and we'll answer as many as we can during our Q&A session at the end of the webinar. And with that, I'll hand it over to Evgeny.
Hello everybody, my name is Evgeny Popov and I'm Principal Program Manager on Azure API Management team. Thank you for joining me today for this session. Today, I'll give you a quick overview of API Management platform in case if you're not familiar with our new offering. I'll give you a demo that is targeted to specific scenario, one of the scenarios that I picked as a kind of enterprise scenario, and it's going to be live demo, and at the end, there will be Q&A. So just to start, I wanna share some news. If you have not heard, our product went live 2 weeks ago, so we are in general availability, and you can enjoy our API management service with new features like all support, mutual certificate, and API management, our management API, and more. So let me start with a quick overview of our service. So basically, API management allows companies to expose their web services. And web services can be hosted anywhere. So it could be, public cloud, private cloud, on-premises, it doesn't matter. So what matter is there should be HTTP-based web service. And API management solution comes with three components. It's a publisher portal, where API providers will have an ability to configure their APIs, security, policies, package APIs into products, and et cetera. It's a developer portal that comes with a lot of tools and instruments for your developers, internal or external developers, where they can explore your APIs, they can learn about APIs, they can play with APIs, and they can start building applications. This portal is fully customizable. You can brand it and customize to reflect your company's brand. You can customize domain CNAME for your portal and APIs. And the third component is proxy, it's or API gateway, where all the magic happens, where we allow you to configure transformations like XML to JSON, JSON to XML, where we check keys, API keys, and apply different other policies that comes with our product. And of course, we collect analytics that you can explore on the publisher portal. So that kind of high-level overview of the offer, Azure API Management Service. We see many different scenarios within the companies around APIs, where API management is the kind of foundation and core component of the architecture. Some companies, they expose APIs to monetize. Basically, it's they sell their digital assets. Some companies, they transform their business into platform to be able to license their core business and build an ecosystem around the product. So, for instance, we have one of our recent customers, Speak2Eat. It's a startup. They started with a assistant mobile application, and now they are exposing API to allow other businesses to leverage their core competency to build their own applications. Some companies, they expose API to create additional distribution channels. So good example, Washington Post, ESPN. So their goal is to drive traffic back to their properties, and it's all about content syndication to mobile devices, social applications, or websites. And the last but most interesting for enterprises scenario is driving internal agility. So this all about exposing APIs to power employee applications for your employees, and the core concerns or requirements. So that one size doesn't fit all, but I try to put some of the most common concerns that comes around APIs for employees or exposing APIs that powers employee application. And it's security scalability. You want to make sure that your APIs that expose some internal system, HR or payroll or some other, is secure and scalable, so you can your employees can enjoy those apps. You probably need corporate ability to authenticate using corporate identity, because most of your internal system, in most cases, are secured by Active Directory, for instance. And you want to have a secure connection to on-premises system to basically export those system to mobile applications, and this should be like really kind of really secure channel between cloud and on-premise, and the last is governance. So you want to make sure that you as IT organization, you have a control over APIs that are exposed to your employees or and mobile applications that employees are using, and you you manage life cycle of APIs and etc. This scenario that I will be demoing today, it's going to be not a fully completed API, but it will give you kind of really good sense of what Azure services you can leverage to enable this simple but very common scenario. In order to fulfill my requirements that I just listed, I will need not only API management. I will need other services that Azure provides, and the architecture that I'm planning to present you today will look like this slide. So basically, you have different systems that are hosted on premise. It could be, you know, databases, HR system, PeopleSoft, or whatever. Payroll system, maybe some old mainframe system, and you may have Office 365 or Salesforce. So that kind of the systems that you wanna somehow expose to your employees through mobile applications or tablets, and in order to compose different system into APIs that will power those applications, we suggest to have this API business layer. So basically, that's where you will be able to, you know, aggregate different APIs. You can transform security from Active Directory to probably to basic, and maybe in some cases, it's going to be old in mapping. So that's a lot of composition on a system and security level. Probably you'll be able. You want to use push notifications to drive, engage your employees, and give them some alerts based on whatever business conditions. So that kind of API layer that will be hosted in the Azure cloud, and in order to secure communication between cloud, Azure public cloud, and your on-premise system, there are many options that are available on Azure. You can use VPN. You can use hybrid connection. It's a new offer on Azure. You can use ExpressRoute and or Service Bus. So there are a lot of options that you can choose from to make this really secure connection between cloud API layer and your on-premises systems. And on top of it, we'll put API management to add governance, to add ability to apply kind of API security and package your APIs into different offers or to be able to kind of stage them. So I'll show you what I mean on that part. And consumers, so you'll have developers, your internal developers, and you can add applications, mobile applications on top of API management to basically to build apps and make sure that those apps work properly. You support, you know, different versions of APIs and etc. So that's kind of API management layer on top of it. The demo that I'll show you, it's going to be live demo. It will include a lot of Visual Studio and configuration, so be ready. And what I'm going to do in the next 30-40 minutes is I'll create new API that will be that will accept Active Directory, Azure Active Directory authentication. I'll deploy this API to Azure. I publish API on API management. I will configure security and different products on API management. And we'll visit the developer portal, live developer portal, where I will be able to make a real live API call. Then I'll create, I will update and I will create new version of API. I'll publish it as a new version and I'll show you that we have a life cycle for versions. And we'll configure policies and I'll show you how it's easy to customize and brand your portal. So now I'm going to switch to Visual Studio and I'll start my demo. Richard, please let me know if my screen is live and
yeah, you see, we can Visual see your screen.
Okay, so I have my Visual Studio open, so to save some time. So let me add new project. So I will add ASP.NET project. I'll call it demo API. It's going to be web API. I will enable Active Azure Active Directory authentication. Okay. I have my project. I will need one NuGet package to enable Waddle generation. So let me install this package. Okay, ready. Let me see if I can build my app. So to show you, so I'm not gonna create additional controller, but to show you that I really have Azure Active Directory authentication, I'll change this method and I will return list of claims from my token. So it's gonna be name and value. One second. Yeah, that's okay. Now, so I have my very simple API with different operations, but we will focus on this operation that returns claims from authorization token, authentication token. So let me publish this API. So I'm gonna publish it on the Azure website. So there are different options. You can publish it on Azure mobile services. So I'll use Azure website. It's very very convenient way to publish your API. So you can kind of easily configure continuous integration and